Welcome to the Daily Flow. Please welcome your host, John Coleman.
Welcome. Today we're going to talk about Kanban, how you deal with complex problems with Kanban. So in kanbanguides.org, we say that Kanban is a strategy for optimizing the flow of value through a process that uses a visual pull-based system as opposed to a push system, and pushing work on top of you. It's suited to complex problems because it helps people to deal with uncertainty. It's the view that I'm taking today. It's often a central feature of complex professional knowledge work. So let's explore some of the Kanban practices and the other features of Kanban and how they apply and how they help us with complexity. So the first practice in Kanban guides is defining and visualizing a workflow. So Kanban uses the term Kanban system members to refer to the group of people working in tandem towards a goal. And those folks, they can be a team, they could also be part of a group or crew or individuals. Regardless, the first task that they have to do is to define their workflow, the official workflow, and that makes explicit what units of value go across the board and how the Kanban system members will manage those items from start to finish. The term Kanban essentially means visual signal, and the Kanban guide gives a structure for optimizing signaling so we can see any hiccups in our flow. We can visualize the workflow via a Kanban board, which can include more than one workflow, if necessary. And while Kanban doesn't require collaboration, its practices foster working together, particularly controlling work in progress, which is ideal for complex work. Collaboration is ideal for complex work. So summoning the collective wisdom of system members to explicitly define the work and the process of starting and finishing, it brings some kind of order and clarity to the environment. The second practice is actively managing items in a workflow. And this practice has Kanban system members examine the signals that we've outlined above and address any issues in the workflow. We control how much work to bring into the workflow. We spot and manage bottlenecks, and we ensure that work items don't age needlessly. We examine impediments to work that appears to get stuck. By reviewing these signals together regularly, we avoid becoming overwhelmed, and we continually refresh our thinking and approach, allowing us to adapt to emerging realities. The third practice is improving the workflow. Kanban's third practice is where Kanban system members continuously improve their workflow to achieve a better balance of effectiveness, efficiency, and predictability. It's really about getting more of that as opposed to being predictable. System members can review and change the definition of the workflow at any time, including adding or removing columns. Changes can be small and incremental or large scale if the situation warrants. For example, when I worked in the marketing department of a fast-moving consumer goods company, I noticed that we were experiencing a bottleneck in our work but had no idea where that bottleneck was in the system because we lacked the signals on the boards. So I suggested to the team that we create a swim lane on our board per dependency partner so we could see where things were getting hung up. And after this change, we were able to resolve the workflow issue with the department involved, and collaboration ensued. Now, one thing to bear in mind is that there is always a bottleneck, and if there wasn't, we would have unlimited capacity. So let's not be too hard on people. But let's have a definitional workflow that works for the Kanban system members. Let's not give even a hint of Big Brother. I would argue that the Kanban board must give value to the Kanban system members themselves. If it gives value to the higher-ups, maybe that's a bonus. That said, Kanban system members are often aware of the bigger system within which they operate, and they usually sense and some kind of self-managed coordination, and our strategic workflows are also needed at higher levels. When dealing with complexity, regular reviews of the workflow are recommended, either event-based or, I would say, ideally on a rhythm. So Kanban is compatible with other frameworks. That's another reason for it to help you to deal with complexity. While it's critical to maintain the integrity of the Kanban practices and measures regardless of the environment, integrating Kanban with other approaches is possible and likely advisable. Combining Kanban with Scrum and Lean UX, for example, works well when the type of solution required for the need is unclear. Kanban helps us to improve effectiveness, efficiency, predictability, while Scrum and Lean UX allows us to discover to deliver when we don't have enough data to inform us of what solution would meet the customer's needs best. The beauty of Kanban is that we can use it at all levels as part of a strategy to optimize the delivery of value. Kanban is compatible with many types of knowledge work, including marketing, legal, people and culture, finance, software, and so on. One would be hard-pressed to identify a sector that Kanban hasn't touched, I would say. Whether your team uses a Scrum or Kanban board or just does work, it's crucial to coordinate the work across value streams, products, services, or projects. Using an aggregate collaboration Kanban board can help with governing the delivery and dependencies. At the top level, this enables executives to be more in tune with how injecting new work fits within progress strategy and how it might impact the workflow. In these times, value is not just about the organization, the customer, and the end user. It's also about sustainability, the reduction of risk, and learning. And Kanban is useful for achieving value in all of those areas. There are some additional considerations, though. There really aren't any recipes for complexity, but there are some additional considerations I'd want you to bear in mind if you're doing Kanban in the complex space. So I hypothesize that we need teams, crews, or collaboration superpowers. Why? Because celebrating learning, and there will be learning, without deep trust is for the naive, in my opinion. Parallel experiments are the way to go, even competing ones, which will actually improve the safety to fail, because if one is the opposite of the other, one is going to fail. It's going to be invalid. You also need some kind of direction of travel. As Yogi Berra said, if you don't know where you're going, you'll end up someplace else. And he has another lovely saying as well, you can observe a lot by watching. While goals are useful in the complicated space, in the complex space, it's crucial to regularly inform decision-making with evidence for or against the validity of a goal. The Kanban sense-making framework prefers direction of travel or sense of direction. As long as goals are there to give a sense of direction rather than a destination, goals don't cause harm in the complex space. The problem is words become overloaded and twisted, so please proceed with care. To this end, Kanban system members could sidecast rather than forecast. That is, they can evolve from the present. Using Dave Snowden's favorite illustration of the Disney movie Frozen 2, of which Anna, the true movie heroine of the movie, sings, "Do the next right thing." And that really summarizes how to deal with complexity. In terms of rhythm, routine and rhythm help people to deal with complexity, or to model on, I would say. If Kanban system members don't have some kind of rhythmic cycle, please ensure that you've got some event-driven reflections on the what, the how, and the team effectiveness. Why? Because of execution bias. We have a tendency to persevere when we should have pivoted or stopped. Also, in terms of behavior, the Kanban sense-making framework is like a compass for doing the next right thing. It helps to guide you in terms of what might be an appropriate thing to do in the situation that you're in. And there'll be more coming soon about that in the update to Kanplexity. In conclusion, a characteristic of complex work is that the way forward involves a lot of unknowns and that we need to adapt to and address as they arise. Kanban's practices and measures help us to manage variables and workflow and use data for better decision-making in the face of uncertainty. Thank you.